big, isn't it? You know, when you won the match, you know, as I kept saying to the players, like, you know, the worst thing can happen is you lose a football match, you go and enjoy it. The best thing can happen, you won the game and you go and enjoy it.
What kind of week was it for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not looking back, we're looking forward. Like, I mean, we just looked at the Shamrock Rovers match on a whole. Now we'll look at the Cork match again. You know, and we'll just take it week by week. You know, I mean, there's no point in looking back what's happened before or anything else. You've got to move on. You know, football's like that, and it moves on very quickly. And if you don't get on the ropes, then you fall off, you know.
When you get into training with the boys after a Cork match, what did you sense about them? What was the mood?
They were disappointed after a Cork match, and obviously so, like, but, you know, you've got to give them a hell of a lot of credit. You know, they've played two matches there, you know, gone to Cork, and they've had to recover. And you know, Shamrock Rovers had the whole week off. You know, didn't have a game last weekend, and we've played two games. And to be fair, I thought the boys finished stronger.
Great display from the team, particularly Jared Doherty. A lot of talk about him tonight, like man of match performance.
Yeah, Jared's pulled off two very, very good saves, you know. But we talked about that before the match, and, you know, Jared is, you know, one of the top keepers in the country, like, and it has been for a long number of years. And tonight, he showed his worth to the team.
When you're looking at the match overall, you lose Patrick Magliani just after half an hour. Did that disrupt your plans?
Well, you know, let's be honest again, you know, Patrick's, you know, our talisman, you know, at the end of the day, Patrick plays well, we play well. You know, and that's not being disrespectful to the rest of the players, you know. In my opinion, Patrick's the top player in the league, you know. When, you know, when he's up and at it and that, and his attitude has been absolutely tremendous. You know, he's put up a thigh stain, Barry McNamee's on the bench, comes in, does great. You know, and that's what it's all about. You know, everybody, like, we changed the team tonight. We made five changes from the Cork match. And, you know, everybody's going to get a run at it. And we'll probably need everybody before the season's out.
It's going to be a tight end to finish, Paul.
Of course it is. You know, there's nothing going to be handed to you in this league. Like, but we need to look at the Cork match now. And we need to go and try and find a way of beating them down in Cork.